Well, Donald Trump has just landed by helicopter in Aberdeen, Scotland, amid the fallout from the Brexit vote. Most polls predicted Britain would stay in the European Union. All the smart people thought it would. But Trump and our next guest and a few of us had it right.
Pollster Frank Lentz here to explain how you're going to give us some perspective on all this morning. So how come the betting odds were so much against leaving and for Remain?
Because the pollsters and the pundits did not understand two key points. Number one is you have to measure intensity, because that determines vote. 70% of the Brits turned out. It was the highest turnout that they've ever had in a modern election. More people voted in the referendum than even voted for prime minister in parliament last year. And after intensity, you also have to be able to figure out where that undecided is going. And on issue after issue, attribute after attribute, those uncommitted people, because there weren't many undecided, they were frustrated with government, they were frustrated with Europe, they felt that they didn't have control, and most importantly, they felt that the bureaucrats did not understand them. So if you look at, if you can get the passion right, if you can get the turnout right, and figure out where the undecided is going to go, that's how you project the election.
Donald Trump landing in Aberdeen, Scotland. Scotland, of course, voting to stay. England voting not to stay. What's different? Why?
The Scottish are simply contrarian. And they want to have another vote, because what's strange to me is that they want to vote out of Britain, but they want to vote in the EU.
Right.
They want to vote against the people they know the best, and they want to join up with those who know them the least. I don't understand that, but I'll tell you this. France wants to take a vote. Holland will have a vote within the next 12 months. You watch the elections that are happening in places like Austria and Germany. The elites are on the run all across the globe, and the public is saying, not just in America, but all across Europe, the public is saying enough is enough.
But when I hear people like Joe Biden ascribe this result to racism, and most people on the left, I think, just assume that this is what happens when bigots vote, it suggests to me that they really have no idea what's going on here. Like, they're still not learning the basic lesson, which is people want secure borders.
But not only secure borders, they want a secure life. They don't want to be lied to by those who represent them. They voted against the economists. They voted against their parliament. They voted against the leadership. And every time that the Remain people put the leader of the Conservatives, Labour, Lib Dems, all of them up next to each other, or when they put the former prime ministers next to each other, the public said, this is exactly what I don't want. Stop telling me how to think. Stop telling me what to do. Stop regulating me. Let me take control of my own life.
You mentioned the sentiment going forward and all these upcoming votes. We see what has happened in Germany. Hillary Clinton really doubling down on the Angela Merkel side of things. I mean, she's sort of going all in, and that's could that really come back to haunt her?
Absolutely. There's a huge message here, which is if you represent the status quo, you're on the wrong side. And this is not just a population that's angry. That's also a misnomer. This is a population that feels betrayed.
Wait, but can I say, Angela Merkel's not on the status quo side. She's radically transformed Germany with 1.5 million migrants from the Middle East. That's not the status quo. That's like crazy change. No?
But that's not the kind of change that they're looking for. And I think the pundits, they got it wrong here. They got it wrong in Europe. And they're going to continue to get it wrong unless they actually listen to the voters themselves. You cannot analyze Brexit from America. You actually have to go and talk to the voters in England, Scotland, and Wales. You've got to be among them to really understand that these are not people on the extreme, in the exact opposite. They love their country, and they love their communities, and they just want the rest of the world to leave them alone and let them live their lives. And what's wrong with that?
Amen. Frank Luntz joining us live.
Thank you.
Great to see you.
Great to see you.